Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechtas Menachas, Perik Tess. Mishnah Dalid. Ma'arvin Niske Parim in Niske Elim. When you say Nesachim, it really means two things. A carbon mincha that came along, with certain carbonas called Minchas Nesachim, that was flour mixed with oil, and wine. Like we learned at the end of the previous Mishnah, the amounts of flour, oil, and wine depend on what type of animal. Once again, for a par, it's 6 loig. That's a half a hin of both wine and oil, 3 asarin of flour. For an ayal for a ram, it's 4 loig, 1/3 hin. For wine and oil, 2 asarin of flour. And for a keves, it's 3 loig, 1/4 hin. For wine and oil, and 1 asarin of flour. Can you mix this? Yeah, you can mix together the Michas Nesachim of bulls with the Michas Nesachim of rams and be makriv it as one. The catch over here is, says the Batanur Lefisha, Blilas Shteyan Shava. That means that the ratio of oil to flour is the same for both bulls and rams. What did we just say? We said the par, the bull, has 6 loig of oil and 3 asarin of flour. So it's 2 to 1, right? 2 times 3 is 6. And the mincha of a ram, of an ayal, is 4 loig of oil and 2 asarin of flour. Again, 2 to 1. Double the amount of oil as there is flour. So since the two menachis both have double the amount of oil as flour, the ratio is the same. You can mix them. You could also mix nischei chvasim bin nischei chvasim. You can mix the michas nesachim of lambs with the michas nesachim of other lambs. The michas nesachim for a lamb is 1 loig of oil per 3 asarin of flour. You could only mix it with things that have the same ratio, basically other nesachim for lambs. So lumashal, you may have the nesachim of the carbon tamid and the nesachim of musav. You can mix them together. Not only that, shel yachid v'shel tzibur. You can mix the michas nesachim of a yachid's carbon with the michas nesachim of a tzibur carbon. Vayter shel yoyim b'shel emesh. You can mix the michas nesachim of a carbon brought today, shel yoyim, that of a carbon brought emesh, brought yesterday. Now the Batanur explains as follows. The kaimel on Adam may be zavachay hayoyim on the sachav mikan vadasarayam. A person can bring a carbon on one day, and it's nesachim even many days later, up until 10 days later. So let's say someone brought a carbon without its nesachim, and the next day brought another carbon. He can bring the next day with two sets of nesachim. One for today's carbon, one for yesterday's carbon. And you can mix these two together, as long as they are nesachim that have the same ratio, like we explained. Avol ein ma'arvin, but you can't mix nischei chvasim and nischei parim ve'elim. You can't mix together the michas nesachim of kvasim, of lambs, with the michas nesachim of bulls or rams, because they have different ratios. The par in the ayil is double the amount. The kevas is 3 times the amount of oil to flour. And that you can't mix. Now what's going to happen, practically, explains the Batanur, is that because one is more wet than the other, because there's more oil, it's going to absorb from each other. I'm not going to have the right amounts. But zok the Mishnah weiter, ve'im belalon elu b'fnei atzman, ve'elu b'fnei atzman v'nis arvu. So we have here a case where the flour and oil of each mincha was first mixed together the way they should be. But v'nis arvu, then the two menachis became mixed up. So din is k'sher in their kosher. Because I was mekayim the mitzvah of mixing the oil. It was the right mixture. What did we say before? You can't mix the michas nesachim for a bull, actually the bull and the ram, which is the same thing, with the michas nesachim of a lamb. Why? Because the bull or ram have only twice the amount of oil as flour. The lamb has 3 times the amount of oil per flour. So the bull and the ram are kind of dry compared to the keves. You mix them together, like we explained earlier. What's going to happen is the bull or ram mincha is going to absorb some of the more wet oil from the mincha of the lamb. Now, as a result, the mincha of the lamb is going to have too little oil, and the mincha of the bull or ram is going to have too much. But if you mix them separately, then b'lalon elu b'fnei atzman ve'elu b'fnei atzman, with the proper amounts, and only afterwards v'nesarvu k'sherin, it's kosher. But im atchaloi b'alo, if they got mixed up before you mix the proper ratio, then it's possible. The Mishnah concludes, ha'keves bohim ha'oimer. We have the lamb, the keves, that's brought together with the carbon oimer. The michas oimer, of course, was brought on the second day of Pesach, and it came along with the keves. Afal pishim minchasay chifula, even though the mincha that comes along with this is twice the size of the mincha that's usually brought with a lamb, like the pasuk says, "Umenchasei shnei esrainim," in regard to the mincha saimer, lo yaya nesachav kifulin, but the oil and the wine were not doubled, only the flour. So the minchas nesachim of the kev is brought together with the carbon oimer has two asarins of flour, double the amount, but it has the same quarter hin, which is three lug of oil, and a quarter hin of wine that comes along with the usual minchas nesachim of a kev. The flour is doubled, not the oil and the wine. Okay, quickly chazing over our Mishnah, we learned it's okay to mix nischei elim and nischei parim because they have the same ratio. It's okay to mix nischei chvasim with other nischei chvasim, again, as long as we have the same ratio. I'm not worried about one mincha being too wet and the other too dry. You can mix carbon yachid with tzibur, today's with yesterday's. What you cannot do is to mix the nesachim of lambs of chvasim with the nesachim of parim. Can't mix chvasim with elim for the reason explained. One will be too wet, the other will be too dry. If you mix them separately, and afterwards they got mixed up, then it's kosher. This is actually a machlokes in the Gemara, but our Mishnah says it's kosher. But if you mix them before they got mixed up, it's like the Mishnah, it's pasul. And finally, the Mishnah concluded with a halacha about a different type of nesachim, the kevis that comes along with the oimer. That's the carbon oimer brought on the second day of Pesach. This carbon, this mincha, has two asarim instead of one asarim. Normally, the nesachim that come along with the lamb have one asarim. Here, there are two asarim of flour, double the amount of flour, but the oil and the wine are the same as other kvasim.